Once, communist intellectuals had theorized about producing a new Soviet man, or Homo Sovieticus, a happy, hard-working soul bred and reared to serve as a cog in the Soviet state. Although the concept of Homo Sovieticus was pushed so hard that it was taught in all Soviet medical schools, it was a joke. Living standards in the cities remained poor, and in the countryside, they remained wretched. Even after Khrushchev and Brezhnev made consumer goods improvements, the proletarians appointed by Lenin to hold their dictatorship actually lived in cramped, miserable apartments and toiled long hours at ill-paid jobs. What dreams they still had were for things even poorer Westerners generally possessed, radios and refrigerators, and perhaps someday a cheap little car like the 1962 Moskvich. In general, Soviet city dwellers would have settled for stores stocked with good food, decent consumer goods, and no lines. The peasants were worse off yet. Forced by Stalin into huge collective farms run by the Communist Party, they were expected to feed the Soviet Union.